Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Yeah, so we need to be aware of who the college Democrats are, what they stand for, and the radicalization that is taking place. And that isn't just coming necessarily from George Soros specifically, or maybe factions from Hamas that are putting up money to radicalize people on college campuses in this country. There's another element that traces directly to the Democrat Party itself. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, right? Man, if it weren't for all of the issues that we are dealing with during the course of this week, it'd probably be a little happier. But we do have hope on the horizon. And part of it, information and solving some of these issues. Brian Mudd in for Sean Hannity today. I would love to hear from you. 800-941-7326. 800-941-Sean. I'm the host of the Brian Mudd Show, my home station, WJNO, in West Palm Beach, and very close to Sean these days, in addition to the former president. And you can catch my podcast, The Brian Mudd Show, wherever you get your podcasts. As we're taking a look, a deeper dive into some of what has come out this week, one of the more concerning things for me has been the college Democrats. The arm of the Democratic Party on college campuses, their official statement that they put out on the protest in opposition. They have gone sideways with Biden and Team Biden. And they said, no, we are in with the anti-Semites here. Again, the statement that they put out earlier this week, each day the Democrats fail to stand united for a permanent ceasefire, a two-state solution, and recognition of a Palestinian state, more and more youth find themselves disillusioned with the party. To the students out there protesting, we stand with you. Okay, so just a few things that are concerning with this. We have Hamas that has been rejecting Israel's offers for ceasefire right along. And there's also this little misdetail. You know, one of the things that is always fascinating in the whole two-state solution argument. Well, is here a two-state solution? You know who doesn't want a two-state solution? You know who really doesn't want it? Hamas. And more than anybody, they don't want it. If you go back to 1993, guess what happened? You had Israel agree as part of the Oslo Accords with the PLO at the time to a two-state solution. They said, yeah, we will do it. When do you hear this discussed? That Israel actually agreed to a two-state solution back in the 90s. But then what happened? Why didn't we have a two-state solution? Well, not that the PLO was anything other than a terrorist organization running their little government thing there. but it actually was even more than Arafat and company. It was Hamas. Even back then, it was Hamas. They weren't the governing body yet. But Hamas, they were dead set. As soon as those Oslo Accords were signed, dead set against them. And as part of their rejection of it, guess what they did? They carried out a series of terrorist attacks. Yeah, they went after Israel, carrying out all these terrorist attacks to make sure that the two-state solution didn't happen. There would be no peace. And one thing that's really important about that piece of history, it's one of the massive arguments that is missed. You have so many people on the left, so many people like the College Democrats of America, that walk right past the reality that the Palestinian people voted Hamas into power after all that. The PLO was entering into a two-state solution. Hamas literally blows the thing up. And after that, you have the Palestinian people go, yeah, you know what? Give us the even bigger terrorist over here. Give us Hamas. Voted into power over the already terroristic PLO. Hey, those kind of facts matter. You know, I always say there are two sides to stories, one side of facts. Facts matter. On that note, little detail about Hamas. You know, they were established in 1988. They, in August of 1988, they put out their covenant, the covenant of Hamas. And it was their whole doctrine, what they stood for. And in one section, it literally states this. There is no solution for the Palestinian question except through jihad. Initiatives, proposals, and international conferences, all a waste of time and vain endeavors. There is no solution for the Palestinian question except through jihad. Initiatives, proposals, international conferences, all waste of time and vain endeavors. That is in their founding document, Hamas. What do you think the odds are that they're going to go, yeah, let's do the whole two-state thing over here? Given their history of literally blowing things up to stop it from going into effect in the 90s, and what they continue to do right now, following the worst attack on the Jewish people since the Holocaust. This stuff matters, right? So here you have the College Democrats calling for the permanent ceasefire, which Hamas won't do. The two-state solution, which Hamas damn sure is not going to do. They haven't right along, not going to. And a recognition of a Palestinian state. Okay. So that's what the College Democrats of America stand for. They stand for effectively Hamas. You know, it's not terribly surprising that you have a terrorist organization that isn't exactly ready for peace right now in a two-state solution. But when you start taking a look at the College Democrat wing, you start to see how radicalization is happening. So in that statement, they let the Muslim caucus within the College Democrats direct that. Okay, so that is who's directing policy for the College Democrats of America, the Muslim caucus, which obviously is in league with the whole idea of what Hamas has worked on here, at least to some degree. I would assume they would at least know some history, right? I mean, these are the College Democrats of America, after all. I mean, surely they are informed even about, recent decades within this whole conflict. Now, one of the things that came to mind as I was taking this in this week, so many people take a look back at Hitler and his rise to power. They wonder how a European country could have been so fooled. That's one of the common questions for people who don't really know the underlying circumstances, that don't really know the reality on the ground. It's like, how could the Germans have been so fooled? How could they have been so duped? The truth was, they weren't. The very uncomfortable truth is that they weren't. Mein Kampf been out there for just a few years, before Hitler started his rise in power. You know, he was 25 when he wrote that, 1925, and he was in jail. The truth was in front of them the entire time. The entire time. And Hitler, his hatred, they were obviously not a secret. Now, it wasn't out of the gate. A majority of the German people, you know, originally, they didn't all go, you know, Heil Hitler, but enough of them did. Enough of them did that Hitler was able to get a foothold in German government. And as soon as he had a foothold, well, shoot, he just went ahead and eliminated the competition. I mean, like literally eliminated them. He took them out and assumed power. And therein lies the issue with some of these things, right? It's not that you have to get even a majority of people. You just have to get a big enough foothold and you got real problems. And so I think about this now in the context of the College Democrats of America. I think about this in the context of the next generation of these people. And I think that you've got a lot of useful, and I don't mean to call them idiots because they're not. I mean, just, you know, for lack of a better saying, useful idiots. Just kids that don't know. They think, oh, yeah, you know, I'm young, I'm liberal, I'm a Democrat. And they're being taken in by people that are far more intentional, people that have what appears to be far more nefarious intent, at least by way of what they are advocating. And you got a lot of people that are falling into a trap here. And if enough of them do, I mean, what happens if you have a decent number of the next generation from a leadership standpoint in this country? What happens if you have a solid number of them that suddenly are on board with something that is favorable to, say, Hamas, something that is favorable to the not so peaceful Palestinians that want nothing to do with a two-state solution, but do want the absolute eradication of Israel and all the Jews? Any minor details. These are the things that we got to work through. These are some of the very, very consequential things that are playing out on college campuses that might not get the same level of attention as, you know, a lot of the other events that have been playing out. And it's something we got to inform our kids about, too. You know, you got to have these kinds of conversations with your kids, even if you're going, oh, my gosh, they went to college. What the heck happened to them? You know, at least this kind of distinction about the Democratic Party on college campuses and what they're doing, which seems to be radicalizing those who identify as Democrats. So, boy, oh boy. I mean, as we take a look at all this, we need to do our part. You know, it's been over 6 months since the brutal attack by Hamas on our brothers and sisters in Israel. And since then, the attacks on Israel, they've only increased, especially in the north. You've got the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. They're on the ground now addressing all needs as they come in. So your life-saving donation today and help provide a bomb shelter. This is an awesome idea, a bomb shelter in an area in Israel that needs it most. So when the siren goes off, people only have 15 seconds or less to get to safety. 20 people can fit inside each mobile bomb shelter. They're constructed to withstand rocket attacks. They meet the standards that are approved by the IDF. Now, the IFCJ, they've helped renovate and install nearly 3,000 bomb shelters. Cost of a bomb shelter is $15,000. And so the goal right now is 5 bomb shelters. So we're asking listeners to give $50. This is 5 bomb shelters this month. If 300 listeners give just $50, well, we got a new bomb shelter installed. So if you're able to increase your generosity, give $500 or more. Your name will be included on a special plaque placed on a bomb shelter. So to help, visit ifcj.org. That's one word, support ifcj.org. tunneltotowers.org. We'll be right back.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now, the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans Programs, and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute, they're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, 5 ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue 5 babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity.
Yeah, Brian Mudd in for Sean Hannity, 800-941-7326, 800-941-Sean. As we've been talking about anti-Semitism on college campuses, specifically, you know, open our eyes to what the College Democrats of America now stand for and what we need to be mindful of with our kids on campus. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to Patrick in Florida, my neck of the woods. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey, Brian. It's always good to listen to you, man. You know, nothing's going to really change in these campuses unless, especially these public schools that, you know, that's publicly funded, unless, you know, we stop, you know, giving them funding. And these parents need to realize, like, hey, you know, there are a lot of great schools in these southern, you know, colleges that you get a better education. You won't, you know, get, you know, all, you know, having your kids all messed up when they come out of college. Or it's just never going to end. But what I really wanted to talk about, Brian, was that, you know, I see a big shift happening with the African-American community. I live here in South Florida, and I work for I have a county job. And most of the African-Americans here, they voted for Biden the last election. But ever since Biden got into office and they see how cost of living has gone just astronomically high, and it's just horrible to live right now, just barely getting by. You should hear them now. They're just like, you know, they hate Joe Biden, and they said they're going to vote for Trump this time. And if I was Trump's campaign, you know, if they're listening, I would be advertising on black radio stations and, you know, BET, and really reaching out to the African-American community, because I see a big shift, you know, towards, you know, Trump right now. And
yeah, Patrick, I appreciate the call. And no, I think you make a couple really good points. And, you know, and I want to pick up on the college piece first. I mean, you do have the thought out there. You do have legislation right now to potentially defund colleges that engage in the anti-Semitic cave-ins. And so, you know, that is one piece of the conversation. But, you know, you're in Florida. Governor DeSantis earlier this week, he said, look, there just need to be consequences. And there's the reason that when this stuff has gotten started up in Florida, like, for example, at the University of South Florida, yeah, that stuff stopped quick. It stopped real quick because they arrested people right away. And there were agitators there. You know, you had an agitator with a gun, not a student. And so the same types of things have been attempted. The University of Florida put out a statement saying no go, not going to happen on that campus. And ultimately, if there are consequences, as DeSantis said, if students are expelled, then that nonsense stops. And as for the, you know, the other, you know, with black voters, yeah, I do think the outreach needs to be there. I do think that you can only take a little bit of what you see in the polling and try to deduce too much from it. I appreciate your firsthand accounts because I do think those are going to end up being more reliable. But yeah, I mean, I do think there's an opportunity here in a lot of cases. A lot of people have seen that what Biden is selling, not good, not good. All right, we're going to talk about the border. We got Mark Morgan. He's going to be joining us next. And yeah, look forward to talking to you. Brian Mudd in for Sean Hannity. So if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you do what you can to protect your home. And as many of you know, Sean just moved to Florida, free state of Florida. But we also are the land of house stealing. You know, South Florida in particular, we are like ground zero for fraud. But smart homeowners are making it tough for the bad guys to get away with this crime. They protect their homes with our friends at HomeTitleLock.com. Now, for one family in Sarasota, Home Title Lock caught a cyber thief from New York trying to sell their property on a popular real estate website. And the thief, able to fraudulently change the title. Imagine that. But that's when Home Title Lock detected it. They worked with the homeowner, and they quickly put the title back in their name. And you just imagine what would have happened if their title wasn't being monitored. I mean, it's unthinkable. Sadly, if no one is watching your title, that's what happens. But you can protect yourself from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from HomeTitleLock.com. First step, check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. That's an important one. You sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use the promo code Sean, that's S-E-A-N, and they'll send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection, it's absolutely free. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean. Do it today. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Brian Mudd in for Sean Hannity, and we've been talking about all of the nonsense that's been going on. College campuses, the anti-Semitism, and also some of the eye-opening stuff. You know, I was talking about needing to be aware of what the College Democrats of America are now advocating for, what they have now endorsed, which is essentially the Hamas position. And so this is kind of like the next level on college campuses. While that's going on, well, we got to watch what's going to be brought over here. You know, one of the more remarkable things that's been done with the Biden administration, one of their covert programs, you know, the border crisis and everything you've seen. Well, sometime last year, Center for Immigration Studies found out that in some cases, they were like, shoot, you know, the optics at the southern border are bad. We're just going to put some people on planes and fly them straight over the border. And so we've had this covert program. Biden administration, they set up a website and they have an app, and you have warm, fluffy migrants that I'm sure are just upstanding people that now come in, you know, just straight into this country. Biden administration just flying them into this country. Well, but wait, there's more. Now, refugees from Gaza, Palestinian refugees from Gaza. I talked just a bit ago about how Hamas voted in by the Palestinian people, overwhelmingly popular. It's the inconvenient truth that goes along with this. As somebody who knows more than most about this, former FBI director, former acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan, who joins us now. Mark, appreciate it.
Brian, hey, I'm really thanks for being on today.
Yeah, you bet. And you know, you take a look at this and the implications about bringing in refugees from Gaza. What is the view of the possible here in your estimation?
Well, think about it. Brian, first of all, your monologue was outstanding. I think it's important for your listeners to put some context in it. Now, keep in mind that the United States intelligence community and Director Wray of the FBI lately has been talking about the current terrorism threat in our country. And some of the descriptive words he's used is that it's the highest that he's seen it since 9/11, is that there is a heightened threat of terrorism. And he talks about it's beyond just, you know, the homegrown violent extremists, but he's actually concerned about a coordinated effort to bring harm to our homeland. And it goes on and on. So that's the context. And now you've got an administration that say, as you just described, that we're going to, through the refugee program, is that we're going to bring Palestinians here. Palestinians, with, by the way, after 9/11, there were videotape of them celebrating in their country. The same ones, as you just said, that voted a terrorist organization to lead their country. The same group of individuals, not all, but some, right, were actually celebrating the atrocious attacks on October 7th. So the question that I have for this, for our government, is, how are you going to differentiate between the pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist organization with respect to Palestinians to those that are not? That's the question. And the answer to that is obvious, is that we can't.
And, Mark, these terrorist organizations, they're always seizing on weakness. So, you know, I hear what you're saying, and how many of them are already trying to ready the people that are plants to make sure that they have their desired people that might be on the front line of a refugee program. The Biden administration did it.
Brian, you're spot on. Look, all we have to see with our own eyes is what's going on now. I think it's up to 50 college campuses. I keep saying this, especially the past 3 years. It's not if or when the terrorist threat comes knocking at our door. Brian, it's already here. And you're exactly right. Look, we also have DHS reporting. We have the FBI. We have the intelligence community again and again has said that terrorist organizations are going to exploit the invasion-level flow of illegal aliens in this country. We know that's happening. And then to your point is that if the terrorist organization, Hamas, knows that we're going to bring Palestinians, come on, we've got to use common sense here. Like you said, that they're not going to try to exploit that. Of course they are. We know it's happening. It's happening now. It's going to continue to happen, and Hamas is going to try to exploit that, just like terrorist organizations are exploiting our borders right now. And put some context in. So this just isn't Mark. This isn't hyperbole. In the past 38 months, we know that Border Patrol has printed over 350 illegal aliens on the FBI terror watch list. They've also apprehended tens of thousands of what we call special interest aliens that come from countries that we know sponsor, harbor, and facilitate terrorism. Now let's talk about the 2 million known gotaways. Again, Brian, we know the threat is coming. The issue is the threat's already inside our country.
No, I mean, your point about the gotaways is well taken, too. I mean, as bad as it is, all of the people who come to the southern border and, you know, just hop on a bus or hop on a plane and get on government goodies, you start talking about a couple million people at least that did everything they could to avoid detection. I mean, there is zero chance at that point, since it works out for the people who just get to the southern border and say, yeah, this is where I say asylum, right? Okay, asylum. So you know there's more to that story. When you put this in very separate context, one of the things I think about, Mark, and I'm interested to get your perspective on this, we have so much happening at one time. You know, it's like straight out of Rules for Radicals. You got all these crises that are coming from every direction. We know that, you know, China is not China. China is Russia. China is Iran. China is Little Rocket Man in North Korea. China is Cuba. China is Venezuela, Nicaragua, all these different things. Then you take a look at people coming in from all over the place, including the Chinese. Then you add into the mix, hey, let's do some refugees from Gaza. That'll work out well. I mean, the recipe here, do you think with all these different factions, you could be talking about something coordinated, or do you think it's a bunch of different standalone plans from these different entities that got here?
So I'll give you both my opinion based on my 35 years of experience, and then I'll give you current data and intelligence that's being provided by our own government. So my personal opinion, answer your question, absolutely coordinated. But to back that up, again, our own intelligence community right now has not only testified in Congress, but they've produced documents that said that they are concerned about what you just said, Brian, a coordinated attack. Look, I have not seen that type of intelligence for a very long time with respect to our concerns about a coordinated attack. Really, for the past decade plus, it's always been the HVE, homegrown violent extremists, that we've been concerned about. But now they're actually talking about a coordinated attack. That should scare the crap out of us. And you talk about China, CCP. Remember, our own government, again, the FBI Director of Intelligence Community, has said, quote, that China represents the threat of a generation, the threat of our generation. That said, every single day, they're involved in a multi-pronged assault against our country's national security and economic security. And what do we have the past 38 months? 50,000 Chinese nationals, the overwhelming majority of them single adult men of military age, and yet we're not hearing anything about the concern from this administration of why that's happening.
Yeah, I mean, what could go wrong, right? Brian Mudd in for Sean Hannity, talking with Mark Morgan, former FBI director, also former acting Border Patrol commissioner. Mark, it always comes back around to the question, okay, why? I mean, like, we know that the Biden administration has interest that many of us, especially right of center, will not understand. But why, even for the base, for example, of the Democrat Party, why would you do something like this?
Yeah, look, I get this. I get this question asked all the time, and it took me a while. Oh, by the way, I just want to make sure. I did 20 years in the FBI, but I actually retired as an assistant director, not the director. Just want to clarify that. But Brian, here's the question: is that, and again, as someone who devoted 35 years to this country, served six administrations, both Republican and Democrat, as an American, it was hard for me to reach this conclusion. But at the end of the day, this is about votes. This is about perpetual political power. Here's why. Because one of the most significant executive orders this president did is that he counts illegal aliens as part of the census. So there's two very important things happen. One is there's going to be a redistricting in House seats in the Democrats' favor. And that then relates directly to the Electoral College. That's number one. That's the short game. The long-term game is they believe every single illegal alien they find a pathway to citizenship is going to equate to a Democratic vote. I think they're right on both of those, and that's exactly what this is about. This is about positioning their party to continue to have power, and they have jeopardized our nation's safety and national security to do it.
How important is the election in November?
I think it's – look, I don't want to be hyperbolic. You got to be careful what you say, but I do believe that this is the election of our generation because the past 39 months, Brian, we've seen 9.5 million total nationwide encounters plus another 2 million known gotaways. At this pace, you're going to look at it, but between 13 to 14 million encounters and gotaways. That's going to make it equivalent to the fifth most populated state just under New York. We can't sustain this. The threat to our safety and national security is real, it's righteous, and we cannot sustain this. That's why this election, we have to get a president that's in that White House that understands that border security is synonymous with our national security. We don't have that in the president right now.
Mark Morgan, appreciate it. Keep fighting the good fight.
You bet, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. 800-941-7326, 800-941-SEAN. Look to get some more of your calls in here in just a bit. You know, Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of the big box stores. They don't have the shopping channels because, you know, they got canceled. Good old cancel culture. So now they come directly to you, and they want to pass on the savings with a $25 extravaganza sale. When Mike Lindell started MyPillow, he only sold pillows. But now MyPillow got hundreds of products. And I use multiples, by the way. My head is on a MyPillow every single night for starters. But anyway, check them out. They're having their $25 extravaganza with promo code Hannity. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel set, you got it. It's $25. And for the first time ever, the premium My Pillows with the all-new Giza fabric, any size or loft level, just $25. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square for these $25 deals, free shipping on orders over $75, enter promo code Hannity or call 800-919-6090 for this amazing offer that won't last long. We'll be right back. What happened there? You know, one of the things that came to mind was that hate doesn't age well. And you can kind of think like, you know, Ashley Judd going full nasty woman, right? You got science behind it. You know, you're familiar with the concept of like power, the power of positive thinking, but the inverse is also true. You got chemicals that will have positive versus negative effects on our body based upon what we are either energized with or dwelling in, and mental patterns and everything else. It takes a toll on your cellular DNA if you're like a hateful person. So anyway, to that end, a lot of the anti-Semitic college protesters, if they don't snap out of it, boy, they're going to be some pretty not so great looking people somewhere down the road. Although I guess I shouldn't say it, but if you take a look at a lot of these folks now, it's kind of like, well, but anyway, one of the big things here is we take a look. It was remarkable that during Passover, you had so many colleges across this country that weren't able to conduct classes because it wasn't safe for Jewish students. You talk about, you know, what kind of a country this has become. Then, you know, you had it really summed up well when you had the Columbia Associate Business Professor, Shai Davidi, who ended up tweeting when he couldn't get onto campus that Columbia University refused to let me on a campus. Why? Because they cannot protect my safety as a Jewish professor. This is 1938. You know, Nazis didn't age well physically, spiritually, historically, but here we are. And it is so important that we are mindful of what we are walking into. This is something I was talking about earlier in the show, that we have the College Democrats of America that are fully embracing anti-Semitism, that are walking us down this path. And we've got to take back what's happening with our kids, even if they're on the other side politically. Somebody who's working to try to make a difference is David Schoen, civil rights attorney. And we're going to end up diving into the continued rise of anti-Semitism, what's behind it, and we're going to see what he is doing to help make a difference as well. Brian Mudd in for Sean Hannity, 800-941-7326, 800-941-SEAN. We'll be right back.
Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have, hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.